Well, I'm next up. I'm going to pass on the chair to Alex here so I can give National Finance Committee report, where I'm still wearing that other hat as chair, even though I'm not doing anything there right now until we elect new people, okay? So, and I'm one of the guilty parties that has not sent out a written report on this, and my apologies, and I've been working on it, and I will send a written report. But and I'll send out my previous written report to the whole board because there are new members as well, because unfortunately, most of my report has not changed from September. I said we were on the verge of bankruptcy in September. I listed what the liabilities were against what the assets, and that we were deeply in debt at that point. KPFK still has not passed a budget. The other stations have passed budgets incredibly late into the fiscal year, but we do have budgets passed from all those other stations. The National Finance Committee met 24 times last year, so we met every 2 weeks like clockwork the entire year. And most of that for the last 3-4 months was spent simply chewing on not having budgets and hearing that the data was being entered in the templates over and over and over again, until I became quite irritated with that and said that I felt our time was being very much abused as volunteers on that committee, that we did not, in fact, have budgets to pass. Because there's a point at which you are just meeting to spin your wheels to find out that you still don't have anything to vote on, which is what happened with, you know, WPFW's budget came to us in August and didn't get done and come back to us with proper data to be actually voted on until, like, December. So, and I've already stated that I think there are, and we discussed a lot of that, you know, already publicly and in executive session. But I think none of this is executive session. It's just, I think we have serious structural issues in our ability to produce these things in a timely fashion out of our various units. They just don't get done. The data doesn't get entered. They don't come out on time. They were months behind schedule starting right off. You know, the budget cycle is supposed to start in March. It didn't start in March. It dragged the entire year, and that is just a reality, and that's how it went for all of the units except for KPFT, which is why I was complimentary, because give compliments where they're due. It was the only budget that came in before the fiscal year was over. So, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Budgets come in after we started the new fiscal year, and everything that the auditor said today is that I'm looking at my fiscal emergency motion that I proposed in September that was rejected, that said we have a financial crisis, we're on the verge of bankruptcy, and we need to develop a contingency plan. And that was rejected. So here we are. Now we need to develop some sort of plan that deals with the fact that we have real financial issues. And other than that, I'm thinking, yeah, let's see, the National Finance Committee hasn't met since December 21st because of the delay in the in-person meeting here that was, you know, put off from January until the end of February. So we haven't peopled those committees. And there was consensus that there was no point in the National Finance Committee continuing to meet without electing the new people to the committee. We're waiting for general manager at KPFK, which obviously we hope will facilitate the production of a budget, since we're halfway through the fiscal year with no budget at that unit. And trying to think if I've left anything out. I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of exactly what I said about 4 months ago, and I can't say that I've seen a whole lot of change, except now the auditor's agreeing with what I already said. So if I've left anything out, I'll try to cover it. I'll take questions, and that's my report. And I'll send out a written version of all that, because my written version from the last time had all the nice numbers in it. So thank you. Ken?
Regarding your statements and what the auditor presented in open session, do you see any daylight, any difference, any added commentary?
No, I just felt like I had a nice professional with a CPA after his name who agreed with everything I said, which is we better fix this, we better come up with a plan, we better start evaluating, we better start training. I mean, you know, it's kind of broken, and that is manifest in the fact that we are so many months behind in simply getting the underlying data. You know, the idea that the boards are responsible to look at stuff once it's actually come up, you know, and if we don't get functional budgets from management, there's nothing for an LSB to chew on. There's nothing to amend. There's nothing to send back. Anyway, until it is until you get functional budgets, you can't do anything as a board person with these budgets. So I feel that, you know, all that happened today is now there's somebody besides me, because I took a lot of heat when I wrote the report back in September saying the house is burning and we're not doing this, and we've got this many liabilities outstanding, and now there's somebody besides me saying the house is burning, and you've got all these outstanding liabilities. So really, for me, that's the functional difference, is now we've got the auditor out in public saying, you'd better deal with this. So it's not just, gee, Summer is so mean. I can't believe the stuff she writes about what's going on with these budgets, because that's kind of what I got as feedback the last time, is how can you be so cruel? Well, the numbers are cruel. So that's the daylight for me, is we've got somebody besides me saying this is happening, and that means the board is on notice as directors that we must take action and fix it, because taking action is the only thing that's going to fix it. If we sit here and continue to just allow things to slide in these departments and not produce stuff and not get it out and not get it done, we're not going to exist. I mean, we're just going to cease to be as an organization. And so, you know, having somebody that you pay a lot of money to who goes over your books and comes back and says the exact same stuff, yeah, that's the daylight. It means do something about it now. So that's the improvement I see. I don't know that I see other improvements yet. That's stuff we have to get implemented here, you know. I mean, the functional inside stuff is what we need to make happen coming out of this meeting. We're on notice. We've got very little time. We have less time than we had 6 months ago when I said we needed to develop a plan. So, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bill?
I missed this somewhere in all the discussion, but, you know, last year's auditor pointed out to us that the buck stops with us. We have the final responsibility to make sure all these things happen. And so what do we as a board need to do? I don't know if anybody has the answer, to make sure we get the KPFK budget approved.
Well, the answer is probably getting a new general manager in there, because
what has to be done? What do we need to do? What can we do?
Well, you know, in theory, the budget could be, you know, we have passed before. We've worked out budgets in national finance, but sorry.
Well, Alex is chairman.
I was answering the questions here. Alex, there you go. Do it, man.
I'll take Lydia.
Well, I mentioned yesterday, is that the LSB passed a motion so that the Finance Committee can send us, however flawed those budgets are, that management keeps telling us they sent the LSB. LSB never got them. Finance Committee apparently did. Or, you know, whatever.
Even LSB, before you got seated, during the fall, we brought the budgets twice to the LSB.
Okay. So. Well, anyway, so at least the new, since I've been on the board, we haven't seen them. So we're going to, as a whole board, because sometimes what happens is that with all the greatest intentions in a committee, it gets stalled there because they're trying to do the best job in getting us the most actionable information, which is the details, right? But at least if the weight of the entire 24 members of the LSB can weigh in and say, I'm sorry, we have to know what this budget item is about. We have to know why our staff is so inflated in terms of dollars and cents when the number, as far as we know, hasn't increased, or whatever the issues are, and make that happen as a full LSB. From my point of view, if then the management doesn't respond, then our structural alternative is to communicate formally and in writing to the CFO and the ED, because these are issues that have to do with staff. And then it's up to that supervisors of that staff to help make that happen. So I think that that's a priority for the LSB right now. I will certainly make it my mission to be. And I also think that the PMB, when we meet, we must put whatever is on the agenda, because of the critical nature of what's going on, whatever motions having to do with finance or discussions have got to come first in the agenda, and everything else has got to fall below that from now until we recover.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm next.
Alex,
you're chairing. I'm next.
Actually,
you're on second.
Lydia said what I was going to say. Well, the last thing about putting the finance thing on the agenda, on the coordinating committee, I always say at the in-person meeting, we should have about 4 hours where we discuss finance issues. I've been beating that dead horse to death. I guess it did die, as a matter of fact. However, I would like to make a motion, maybe to say that with, this is what, February 24th? 26th. Okay, that maybe by March 31st, that the CFO and the executive director reports back to the PNB, or maybe you should have the budget by then, you know, holding them accountable for making sure that this station produces the budget. I mean, Lydia, I accept what Lydia says, but if I think that when you ask what we need to do, in addition to what Lydia is saying, that we need to hold the ED and the CFO accountable for making sure that we have that budget to approve it.
Here, here. Somebody second that, baby.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion?
Yes.
Lavar.
I have a KPFK budget that I, if I could consolidate my, well, I do have a consolidated budget. You guys saw it, but it's like lots of numbers. But if I could consolidate my budget on my Great Plains, I would show that to you, but we can't do it yet. But I do have a KPFK budget that we have in there. So, you know, they have a budget. They presented the budget. The revenue is the $3 million. I mean, it's there. It's there for you guys to decide whether you want to accept it or not. If you don't want to accept it, then you have to go back to the staff.
We did. We rejected it, remember?
Well, you have to go. Well, I'm saying, well, so what you have to do is go back to the staff. I mean,
we'd like
I,
you to go back to staff.
I mean, I mean, that's exactly what I did. When you guys couldn't move, what did I do? I told you I would get on the plane and fly down. But we were on the phone for like daily for a couple of weeks. We were on the phone and trying to, and I was able to get the staff and the LSB and the Finance Committee together so you guys could talk, and there was movement down. So, but then at the end, you rejected it. So, you know, the steps now is that, you know, you get together.
Can I address this?
Again. Please, because we have these discussions, and I have this budget I'm using.
Thank you. I just want to, it's a new stack. Good. There's a motion. I'll address this. And Lauren did. We put in the week of New Year's Eve, like collectively 20 or 30 hours on the phone with the general, the interim general manager, the business manager, the interim assistant general manager now slash interim development director, who has nothing to do with finance. The gaps in the KPFK budget are so profound, okay? We've had massive hiring in the last 2 years, okay, compared to the fact that we cut a bunch of people 2 years ago to bring our budget into line. We had an incredibly unrealistic projection of an additional $500,000 of revenue, which I can tell you is not being borne out by the pledge drives. You know, I mean, we're halfway through the year. It's not there. And frankly, just decisions being made as to just hiring people and shifting them around that were, you know, people that, it was a black box budget. There was, like, stuff that was not accounted for, okay? The solar array thing that is raising, like, you know, a couple $100,000 is not in the budget. And that was justified by management. We don't need to put this thing that we're raising money from the public in the budget. We don't need to tell you what it's going to cost. We don't have to tell you where the money's coming from. We just won't account for it. It just won't be in the budget. Okay, employees that are just, you know, don't even appear in the budget because they're 1099ers and they slide into a category, but their body's in the building. These are serious, serious problems. These are not rectified by those phone calls that we had where we got them to bring down their unrealistic revenue projection by $300,000. All the problems still lie there. And there is no participation. And we know it's interim management, but, you know, the business manager's not interim. We got people that are not interim. There has been no participation by management for a year and a half. They have not come to one single finance committee meeting the entire year and a half. We meet in the building. We meet at the station. They won't come down the hall to meet with us, okay? They won't come to the LSB. They won't present anything. They did not present this budget. I realize we got on the phone with them, okay? I am the person that has, like, stuck my foot in that door and will not accept this kind of chicanery, as far as I'm concerned, at this budget. I don't care if it's my station or not. I will be the first one to call it on the carpet and say this is totally uncool. Well, she's saying, like, we have a budget. We have a budget that still has all those flaws in it. Well, I am suggesting that someone besides the finance committee has to resolve this. The CFO needs to take control. Thank you.
We have a motion.
We have the motion.
I believe we're all speaking to the motion.
Yeah, and I need to talk again. I've
Rodrigo.
Said all of my piece.
Yeah, I just wanted to call the attention to the motion because, I mean, we're talking about other subjects, you know, whatever I didn't do or those things, you know. I remember, you know, we were at the LSB. There was, like, one issue. Basically, you were saying, you know, that they never opened the books for you. We didn't even talk about the financing because the either business manager or the management would not open the books and so on and so on and so. But we never had a word about this situation, what Laverne is mentioning right now, right? So we got motion, we got to go for it, and I want to call, you know, please, I mean, keep it short, you know, because we need to move, you know.
There's been a question asked as to who made the motion and what is the motion that we're discussing.
Let me type it up.
Thank you.
The motion basically is saying that Levarne and Arlene is to get back to the PNB by the end of March with a budget for us to approve.
Yes.
Period.
For KBFK?
Correcto.
Lydia, you had your hand up before. Did you want to speak?
That we've already brought it round circle, that the LSV has requested, especially the new people, to look at the budget so the full LSV can vote on it by the end of the month, and thereafter the PNB can weigh in terms of any input from Arlene and Levarne on it. But that should be resolved. You have a firm date, a date certain. And we will inform the chair of the board.
Okay, I don't know that there's enough teeth in that. I would like to add. I don't like to conflate or like put together additional motions, but I would like to demand that the CFO open a special banking account at KPFK for reserve funds to receive the funds from the solar project, which we passed at our last LSB meeting, the same request, and forwarded to the GM. And additionally, I think as directors, we should, I don't know if we can add this in the motion, go in and get the data that's missing about who's on the 1099s and so forth. Because, you know, the attitude is like, oh, float them away, you know, push them away. So I'm just wondering if we could add that into the motion that the CFO immediately establish a separate reserve fund account at KPFK to receive funds for the solar project.
Restricted.
Yeah, I agree.
The request has been made, but the CFO hasn't gotten around to it, and delayed justice is justice denied.
Sounds like two separate motions altogether, Ken. So why don't you
okay,
type
maybe
that
there's
out?
Okay, great.
Two separate motions. Yeah.
Okay, then I agree. I got to say that. That's
as far as the information on 1099, there's no need to make motions on that. A director has an absolute right to that.
Just walk in.
That's
no,
right.
No, there's a process. You notice.
You have to involve the business office or the CFO.
There's a motion about directors' inspections that allows some notice. You can't just walk in.
Okay. All right. Well, I withdraw my amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. Sound guy needs you to put you on your top. Bring your mics up. Pull your mics up a little closer.
Sorry.
Next.
Okay. So anything that anyone ever want to see, just come to the national office. I will open up everything. If I need to go to one of the stations, you want to see something, I will go there and sit with the person who has the information and make it available for you without, you know, you don't have to do a director's inspection. But you have every right to do that because that was my calling card. But the other thing is that as far as doing budgets and Arlene and I doing this budget and delivering it to you, now I can do a budget for every station here. And I can tell you this is your budget and this is how you're going to operate and this is what you're going to do and this is how I'm going to measure you. But you don't want that. You don't want me to do a budget. You don't want me to do your budget for you because then it's like, oh, she's directing me what to do. She's telling me how to operate. This is my independent station. So you really don't. We really need to look at another way to put that responsibility where it belongs, right there in the station. And we need to do that because, again, I can do budgets like have all you guys' budgets done by April. If you want that, I can do it.
Kimmery.
And just following up on what Levarne said, if we cannot – excuse what y'all doing now? No, I'm just no, on following up on what Levarne just said, that if we can, and just the same thing what Afia said, people have to be accountable for their jobs. Why is it that we're still sitting here talking about this particular station that we've been talking about since last year that made me want to just not be on the PNB again this year? Is that we, at this level, we're in control of this ship. Okay? And if it is going into deep water, and again, water's coming on, and it's dealing with stations that don't want to comply, people that are getting on the payroll that don't want to do their jobs, then they need to be relieved. There's no reason for the CFO to have to do their budgets if she's willing to do everybody's budgets, if these people will turn, and that goes for my station, WPFW also, who was late with the budget, that we make sure that these people are accountable for, because they're getting funds. They get paid to do accountable jobs. If they can't put the numbers together within a certain amount of time, then they need to be relieved of their positions. And again, let's go back to the auditor and what he said. It starts with us, it ends with us, and if we don't do nothing now, leaving from this in-person meeting, then it will not get done. So we need to come up with some type of conclusion that she does not have to do their job, that the people that KPFK, that's the station that's holding up their budget, or whatever the situation is, that we get it taken care of. Okay?
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
They got Bill over there.
Bill.
Okay. Well, just to clarify the motion, I mean, I kind of like Nia's motion, but you said you wanted... let's even get this right now. We want to hold the ED and CFO accountable to produce a budget by the end of March. LeBourne had a good point. People don't want somebody else to produce their budget. But, you know, we have been, they should have had this done in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been patient. We've been waiting. They know what the guidelines are. The balance, the budget's supposed to balance. It's supposed to be based on actuals from the year before, all this kind of stuff. So I assume that being accountable means that we give them the authority as well as the responsibility to produce a budget. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that case, we'll leave it up to Arlene and LaVarne to work with whoever they can to produce a budget at the station or if the state. I just want to make sure it gets done. So if the LSB continues to drop the ball.
It's not the LSB. It's not the LSB.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry.
If people. Three yeah. Sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it gets done, and we give them the authority to work with whoever they can and who need to get it done.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, okay.
I'm going to take the chair back. You got to stop the sidebars, and I'll take the chair back.
Can we stop discussing while we're meeting? Thank you.
Okay. I'm not clear enough about the wording. And maybe this should be a separate motion also. But it seems to me that we need to put some actual teeth in it, and that is that the ED is directed to remove, to terminate Sorry.
And a lot of these people, we got
May I read what I have, Alex? Alex, could I read what I have?
I call the question.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Ricardo has something to say.
Ricardo.
Does this motion involve KPFA's budget?
No.
KPFK.
Oh, don't worry. We're not touching that water.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Is there any objection?
I was just waiting.
Okay. Well, is everyone clear on the motion?
No.
I can read it.
Okay. Can we have the maker of the motion restate the motion?
I move that the CFO and ED immediately collaborate on getting the KPFA budget completed by March 31st. K. Budget completed by March 31st by approval by the first PNB teleconference meeting in April 2011. Right? It's done in March. That means you have time to go to the Finance Committee in the month of March, and the first teleconference meeting in April, we approve it.
Sure.
Why are we passing a motion to say that we're going to do what we know we have to do? I mean, obviously, organizational budgets have to be passed. This seems
because
slightly...
Because we haven't gotten it.
Well, yes, but passing a motion is not what needs to happen. What needs to happen is that it needs to get done.
He's chairing.
It's like passing a motion that the personnel committee is going to evaluate the GM.
This is a point of information.
No.
Okay, you're right. It's not a legitimate point of information.
Right.
Discussion is over.
Use your mic, Alex, just so we can hear you.
Because it puts it on the record.
Okay.
It's an action.
Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. In that case, we have to go to a vote. All in favor of the motion?
Roll call vote. Roll call vote.
Roll call vote. Comrade Secretary.
Ask if there's objections.
You did it. Somebody objected.
Shram Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
I'm for it.
Yes. That's a yes. Joe Gonzalo. Rodrigo Argueta. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Summer Reed. No.
No, I get to vote on this one. I'm not hearing right now. Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Alex, oh no, sorry. Renee Bryce Laporte.
Yes.
Excuse me. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimry Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel is excused. Heather is excused. And Efiaf votes yes. And Tracy, how do you vote?
Yes. Yes, let's do it.
We're done with the finance portion. I can take the chair back now.
It passed by...
I'd like to make a motion.
Unanimously.
Oh, he still had a motion. You guys.
No. I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, okay.
That the.
Thank you, Alex.
CFO be instructed or directed or requested to immediately open up a reserved funds account at KPFK.
Restricted
funds account at KPFK, and transfer all donations. Currently having been received for the solar project. It's got to be stated better.
Excellent.
But to establish a restricted funds account at KPFK and to transfer all solar project donations received up to this point into that account.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Restricted. It's called restricted funds.
Funds account.
Okay. Immediately? And you're directing the CFO to do this?
See if it do it or get it done.
Yeah, say bank account because we have a general ledger account. So
okay.
You mean a bank account.
I'm sorry.
Correct?
Specifically, a real world bank account.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second.
Can I just, there needs to be a financial impact on that flight down to L.A.?
You're just yanking our chain.
Yeah, all right. I will address the financial impact of that. The funds otherwise will drift away and get used for general causes. And we'll be dunned and sued because we expended those funds on what actions that they weren't donated for.
Thank you, Ken. You were motivating. A point of information?
Yes. Does this include funds collected in the future, or don't you expect any in the future?
No, it includes. It's for the receipt of all
restricted
funds.
Collected so far is what was in the original. Is that true?
Okay, so you're saying including the solar array funds collected
so far.
And
going
restricted
forward.
Funds... in the future.
Right, from now on, right.
Okay, that was a friendly amendment. Yes, point of information?
My point of information is I have no objection to the motion, but I don't really think this should be a motion.
I understand, but we've already made a request, and it hasn't happened, so I want the force of the PNB.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, friendships aside and everything,
it's not a question of
fiduciary responsibility. It has to be done immediately.
Are we going to start passing motions for everything we think should happen?
No, I concur. I agree with what you're saying. If necessary. Well, that's the motion that's been seconded.
Discussion? Bill? I got Jesse.
I sympathize with Alex's objection. I'm wondering if maybe we should just table this till the next meeting and see if it happens. Is that going
to
complicate
God,
it?
I want to hand off the
we
chair
could bring
I'm
it back.
That's why I said keep it to work. Done with finance, man. I am so serious. We made this request on December 30th when we were on the phone together.
Okay.
We have also passed it at the local finance committee.
Okay.
It's just not happening.
Okay.
Thank you. Jessica?
I was just going to say that even if you don't feel like it's necessary to pass a motion, at least it sets a goal. It starts a new page. We'll at least have that as our task. It's on our task, our to-do list, if you have a new motion.
Well, okay. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Any other discussion? I don't know.
I was saying, Summer, it sets a goal. Even though we shouldn't have to have a motion, it sets a goal. Now we're starting over again. We're new.
Thank you, Jessica.
It sets a goal.
Thank you so much. Is there any objection to this motion?
Could you report me as an abstention, please?
Mark an abstention? Okay, we'll have to take a vote then. Can you go ahead and call the roll, Afia, please? Thank you. Or we can actually, you don't have to call the roll, just yeses and noes. Can everyone... Well, that's what I'm saying. Everyone, I'll do it. Everyone who supports this and votes yes, please raise your hand. We'll take a count. Thank you. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 yes. All those voting no. 0. All those abstaining? 2. That's okay. Thank you.